Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Andrew, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. If you'd like to find out more about Tortoise, just click on the link in the episode's description. Today, the man whose job is to make Australia a republic and cut ties with the British royal family. But will he be successful?
For 60 years, you have been a presence in our national story. And given the vagaries of public life, I'm confident that this will not be the final tally of the politicians you have outlasted.
In 2011, Queen Elizabeth II visited Australia on an 11-day royal tour.
Many heads of state and government are welcomed within these walls, but in this, the home of Australian democracy, you are a vital constitutional part, not a guest.
It was her 16th visit to the country and was thought to be her farewell tour, as royal commentators expected it to be her last. The Queen hasn't been back to Australia since, but the country marked her recent Platinum Jubilee with its own Air Force conducting a flypast, lighting a beacon in the capital Canberra, and the renaming of Aspen Island to Queen Elizabeth II Island. After all, the Queen has been Australia's head of state for 70 years, although that could be about to change.
Prime Minister says Australians hold Queen Elizabeth with respect and affection, even though the bond with Britain was not what it was when she assumed her title in February 1952.
Australia's Labor Party won the recent election, and when new Prime Minister Anthony Albanese began putting together his government, there was one appointment that jumped out.
Tomorrow the Queen starts the celebrations for 70 years of loyal service as the head of state to Australia as well. And Labor marked this yesterday by appointing Matt Thistlethwaite as our first Assistant Minister for the Republic, or shall we say, for getting rid of the Queen.
MP Matt Thistlethwaite was appointed as Assistant Minister for the Republic. It's the first time a politician in the government has been given the official responsibility of steering the country towards removing the Queen as head of state and replacing her with an Australian. So, how likely is it that Australia will become a republic? That question is quite familiar to many Australians.
Australia should become a republic by the year 2001. We are all Australians. We share a continent. We share a past, a present, and a future. And our head of state should be one of us.
In 1999, Australia held a referendum. In a yes or no question, voters were asked,
do you approve of an act to alter the constitution to establish the Commonwealth of Australia as a republic, with the Queen and Governor-General being replaced by a president, appointed by a two-thirds majority of the members of the Commonwealth Parliament?
Put simply, should Australia replace the Queen with its own head of state, and how should that new head of state be chosen? The result?
This was the best republic that the best brains of the republican movement could come up with. And it could only get 45% support. And that is a credit to the healthy scepticism of the Australian people when faced with change for change's sake and a dud model republic.
Almost 55% of Australians voted against becoming a republic. But that was more than 20 years ago. And Matt Thistlethwaite believes the mood has changed.
What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign. The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
It means that we can now begin a serious discussion about recognising Australia's independence, our maturity, and hopefully moving one day to having an Australian as our head of state.
Having learnt lessons from the 1999 referendum, Matt Thistlethwaite wants to educate Australians on the role the Crown plays by funding an information campaign. And he wants a dedicated team in the Attorney General's department to steadily build a consensus on what an Australian republic might look like.
Monarchists are outraged at the idea that taxpayer resources are going to be used to push for a republic. They suspect the government wants to do a lot of the groundwork required for a second referendum before the Queen dies. And then when her son, Prince Charles, takes over and a period of mourning has passed, they believe it will be suddenly a much bigger priority for Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
Out of the 54 Commonwealth countries, 34 are now republics, putting Australia in the minority. But Matt Thistlethwaite insists that Labour's priority in its first parliamentary term is constitutional recognition for Indigenous Australians and not becoming a republic. The aim is to make policies with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people through a body called The Voice, rather than making policies for them. Only when that's successful will he turn his attention to making Australia a republic in a second term of a Labour government, and let the Australian people decide. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. Today's episode was written and mixed by Imi Harper, and while you're here, I want to quickly tell you about our brand new podcast series from us at Tortoise. Caroline Criado-Perez has spent years investigating the gender data gap and how women are simply forgotten in a world designed for men. Her best-selling book, Invisible Women, was published to critical acclaim, and Caroline was inundated with readers sharing their own stories of the default male. So we're delighted to bring you her brand new podcast, Visible Women, in which Caroline investigates what happens next. To listen to the latest episode, click on the link in the episode description.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.